Tuesday, October 20th, in my preparation for this big trip, I obviously had to think about how am I going to watch TV when necessary, American TV that is in English. More specifically than that, Sunday football. So, you know, I arrived on Saturday, my first day here, first football Sunday was, you know, the morning I woke up. And I had kind of settled on the idea of a VPN. I'm going to have to get one of these things, which is a virtual private network, which is essentially you have something on your computer that makes it look to, you know, the internet police that you are physically on the mainland, America, without actually being there. So somehow they, you know, reroute your IP address and give it a new geolocation, right? And they recommend, like, okay, for this thing, you should say that you're in Tampa, but for this thing, you should say that you're over here and whatever. More specifically, I found, like, ExpressVPN, which is, you know, very highly rated, and people say this is how I watch NFL. They had actually a promotion for NFL Game Pass International, where if you were in Brazil, which I quote-unquote was when I purchased it, you can get every game just like you have DirecTV, as well as the Red Zone channel if you buy this package. But when you watch it, it's actually best to watch it as if you're in the Netherlands. Why? I have no idea, but that's what I did, and I got to watch Sunday football almost as if I were at home. The only reason I say almost is because it was on my computer instead of on my TV screen. Anyway, tonight, you know, because on my real TV, I've watched extremely minimal TV here, and I assume that's going to be the norm, especially now that basketball's over, and football, you know, is one day a week. Like, it's not like I can turn on my TV and have my DVR and I'm recording my shows and whatever. Like, we do have Netflix, but I can't really find much on there to watch anyway. It's just, I think it's just not going to be a big part of my life here. But every once in a while, I just want the convenience of knowing that I can have some normalcy. And when Survivor starts again, I want to be able to have it somewhere. So I've been trying to figure out ways, and I've been back and forth with this VPN service, how to make this happen. And we thought that YouTube TV was a way. I don't have a YouTube TV account, but my friend does. So I was logging into his through my VPN, and just, it's not all coming together yet. But I'm hoping that it will. And I think there's got to be a way to shady this system here. But right now I don't have it. So what happened on The Bachelorette tonight?